This VPR News podcast is made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Please make a contribution at vpr.net. Thanks.
There's something new and shiny and black this week at Bob Hagen's house in Thetford.
So these are panels we had put on the garage roof. Ideally, it's situated pretty much south, a little southwest, so we get a good portion of the sun during the day. So these are panels. We have 20 panels on the roof.
Hagen and his wife heat primarily with wood, but now all their electrical needs will be met by the sun. They'd already switched their water heater to solar power a few years ago, but waited until now to take the next step.
Price came down, there was incentives, a rebate from the state, and then tax credits from the federal government. So it was something that really, at this point, made sense.
The Hagens are part of a project called Solarize Upper Valley. It's managed by a nonprofit group called Vital Communities, which pre-selects reputable installers willing to give group discounts. Hagen says he was guaranteed a maximum $19,000 for his installation. By the end of this month, that price will drop, depending on the total number of customers. Hagen's still trying to drum up more business in his neighborhood.
Whether they move on it, I don't know. I'm not that good a salesman.
But at Vital Communities, energy program manager Sarah Simons is selling the idea of solar power. She says one aim of Solarize Upper Valley is to demystify the conversion process by holding lots of information sessions, vetting installers, and calculating financial benefits.
So all of those factors combined make Solarize really a pretty effective model at making a lot of people be able to consider and go solar in a fairly short time frame, and hopefully all of that buzz, so to speak, encourages others in their community and in neighboring communities to consider it even after the program deadline.
She says each homeowner could save up to several $1,000s in installation costs. The Upper Valley is not the only region trying to solarize one household at a time. Waterbury has a similar program, and so do some Windham County towns. These programs differ from solar arrays built by utilities like Green Mountain Power in partnership with state or local governments. Many of those projects do not necessarily return the energy to local residents, and the installers or developers can sell renewable energy credits out of state. While utilities say those large-scale projects will lead to lower energy bills for all ratepayers, Kevin Jones, deputy director of the Institute for Energy and the Environment at Vermont Law School, is not a big fan of that approach.
Those projects are designed to actually sell their solar energy outside of the state of Vermont. So one of my big concerns with these larger scale state-run standard offer projects are that they actually are increasing Vermont's carbon footprint.
That is, if the credits are sold to out-of-state polluters. But Jones says small-scale residential programs like Solarize the Upper Valley are a great way to wean more homes off fossil fuels and reap rewards directly for the homeowners willing to make that initial investment. With Solarize Upper Valley, about 50 homes have switched to sun power, with more likely to follow before the end of the month. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.